More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
And it's Royal Baby Day.
Oh, it is. I wondered how far we'd get before that got mentioned.
Yeah.
But, like, that is pretty much the big story, isn't it?
It is. No name yet.
No.
I don't know. What do you think?
Gertrude?
Farrah Boy? Really?
I think it'd be great boys,
though. I was thinking maybe like Charles or something.
You reckon they go Charles?
Well, what was...
Well, William's done, Harry's done. I mean, you think of all the traditional names.
What's the Queen's husband's name?
Philip.
Philip.
Philip, Arthur, George.
George has been done.
Has it?
Yeah, it's one of Will and Kate's kids.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. How quickly
they're going to copy one of them.
How quickly we forget you. They're not going to be copying any of Will and Kate's kids.
Maybe Arthur.
Arthur.
Or James.
Okay, if you've got thoughts as to what you think it should be, well, surely there are people running.
We should
a book
find out what
these
are,
things.
What, yeah, what are the bookies are betting this time?
I reckon an outside chance on Gertrude, though, just quietly.
Okay,
anything's possible.
Put your money on that.
Imagine if I won, I'd be like a god. Is that just me thinking?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Omaha, Nebraska. Apparently has a lot of potholes, thousands of them.
Famous for potholes?
Well, I don't
the
know if
land
it's
of the potholes?
Famous for potholes. I don't think it's necessarily on their...
their selling point.
number plates or as you drive into town, welcome to Omaha, Nebraska.
Check out our potholes.
Check out
stay
our potholes.
Stay a while, won't you?
Check out our potholes. I don't know what that means.
Wow.
Anyway, apparently they've had a rough winter, which is why, apparently, there's so many potholes. But apparently one of them stopped a man's heart attack when the ambulance he was in hit it.
Oh, jerked his heart back to life.
Absolutely. An ambulance from the town of Gretna outside Omaha was en route to Lakeside Hospital. Not the one in Joondalup because that would be way too long. They transported a patient with a high heart rate to a hospital and when they hit the pothole, it went back to normal.
Boom.
And apparently it is unusual but possible. It is entirely possible.
What, to be jerked back into life?
Well, yeah, for it to, like, enough of a shock to kind of muck with your heart.
Wow.
So there you go. It could be a new way for councils to make money, if you think about it.
What?
Do it right and they could start billing people for medical procedures.
Look at this pothole. Look what we've made for you.
Yeah.
Be grateful.
That's
we're
right.
Saving lives.
This seems appropriate. It's just a little crush. May 7 is International Tell Your Crush Day.
Get out there and tell them how you feel.
That's right. So if you've got someone that you've been admiring from afar.
Also, don't stalk.
Yeah, I was going to say, not through windows or from the garden bed outside.
No. None of that.
Not from a internet camera that, you know.
It's turned really creepy, didn't it? Maybe don't tell them.
Yeah, okay.
Today's game is... The Age Gap.
Jack from Hall's Head joins us this morning. G'day, Jack.
Hello.
Hi, Jack. We've got tickets to a brand new movie, The Hustle, starring Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway. You can have a double in-season pass to check it out. If you can guess, who's older out of our two celebrities?
So we gave you our potential next Prime Minister, Labor Leader Bill Shorten, or a bloke that is known for a few things.
Delicious coffee, number one.
Amongst them, George Clooney. Who do you reckon is older?
George Clooney.
George Clooney, the silver fox.
Well, and appropriately so.
Yeah.
58 he is, as opposed to Bill Shorten, who turns 52 this week.
Hey, well done, Jack. You've done it. The Hustle. Double pass, all yours, thanks to Universal Pictures. Well done.
Thank you.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Live from Studio D, it's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, if you somehow managed to miss the news this morning, there's a new royal baby.
Ah.
Yeah. Meghan Markle, she gave birth to a baby boy overnight. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex announced the news via their social media accounts earlier this morning.
That's what you do for a baby, isn't it?
Yeah.
You clap for a baby.
Well done, baby.
Well done.
No news yet on the name of the baby boy.
But odds are on...
Arthur. And Alexander, I think.
Mm.
We'll wait and see. Now, Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran are releasing new music together on Friday.
Ooh, okay.
So days away from new music. Biebs shared a video of an audio snippet which Ed commented on saying, Friday. That's all he said.
Okay.
So this is the audio we've got.
Just don't blink.
party we don't want to be at.
We had a pony, we don't want to feed it. That's what he said.
Pretty sure that's what he said.
Yeah.
Also, he posted a picture of some lyrics all up at Justin Bieber's Instagram account if you are interested in what's coming out on Our Time Saturday morning. So look out for that. It's also the Met Gala today with all the A-list celebrities dressing to impress at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York.
Is this a big fashion do, is it?
For massive fashion thing. Lady Gaga and Harry Styles are the hosts of the event, which is themed camp this year. Make sure you look up Gaga's outfits, by the way. She had four of them. Ended up in her underwear before she got into the museum.
Well, now this is camp as in fabulous, not camp as in a tent.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Looking at the outfits, I'm saying fabulous.
Not rugged outdoor.
So make sure you check it all out. Joe Jonas and Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner are officially married. They got married in Vegas over the weekend. And they had, this is my favourite, Elvis was their celebrant. And they had ring pop lollipops used for their wedding bands.
Aww.
They sound like the funnest couple ever.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen the latest episode of Game of Thrones, I promise this isn't a spoiler. Don't turn the radio off. It's something you might want to look out for when you watch the next episode, well, the episode that was out yesterday. The show accidentally left in a Starbucks coffee cup in a scene during a feast, so look out for it. It sits near Daenerys Targaryen, so many have now been calling the Mother of Dragons the Unburnt, the Breaker of Chains, the Drinker of Starbucks.
Or is it the least obvious example of product placement ever?
Probably. Starbucks probably have a little sponsorship deal with them.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.